Do you are you saying that these were not lawful orders?
Again,
that the military was because what we constantly hear from our military leaders is, do not worry, our United States military is going to be reliant on the Constitution and only carry out lawful orders. Are you saying that these members of the military who were the trigger pullers did something else?
I am saying that to all appearances, these are illegal killings. And you can get 1,000 different lawyers of both parties on this show to tell you that at best the legal authorities are questionable. So I am fascinated by why the chain of command is so confident that the lethal activities they're taking are legal. Yeah. They don't look that way to me. And this is a big deal, right? I mean, I understand that right now we're in a very polarized environment, so it's going to be very hard for a Republican colleague of mine to make the statements that I have just made. Mm-hmm. But the worm turns, Margaret. You know, in 1968, we prosecuted, convicted of murder, a lieutenant, Lieutenant Calley, because he and his unit killed probably hundreds of people in My Lai in Vietnam, and there were prosecutions after that. So I'm a little fascinated about why that chain of command is so comfortable undertaking killings just because the Trump administration says, oh, it's okay. Not an administration that is known for their adherence to the law or to the Constitution.